This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV show. Let me tell you about that DJV show. It means Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, today we are Douglas. Sometimes
that sounds funny.
Doug is actually out in Italy. He'll be back later on this week. He's celebrating his birthday, taking some well-deserved time off. And in the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And ladies, we are covering, of course, and we'll have updates as they become available on this shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. We'll continue to follow the motives and information by law enforcement. But I think another big story that has been brewing over the last several hours is what will happen, and of course the last several months really, what will happen to productions, Hollywood productions, with these sex scandals erupting, making Hollywood almost implode on itself. It seems that Hollywood is on pins and needles these days because every other day, there seems to be a new claim of sexual harassment, even of rape, sexual allegations and misconduct coming out all the time. And for the last week or so the target of that has been Kevin Spacey, a great actor who stars, of course, in the hit TV show House of Cards. Now, there has been a lot of speculation as to what will happen to this show in light of these allegations against Kevin Spacey. Producers are now talking about killing him off. They're talking about killing off the character Frank Underwood. Originally, they were going to just end the production. Now, producers are exploring several options for getting House of Cards back on track after they fired Kevin Spacey over sexual assault and harassment allegations. Netflix will not be involved with any further production of House of Cards that includes Kevin Spacey, but we will continue to work with MRC during this hiatus time to evaluate our path forward as it relates to the show. That's a representative for the streamer. They said in a statement to this past weekend, we've also decided we will not be moving forward with the release of the film Gore, which was in post-production starring and produced by Kevin Spacey. One scenario being discussed for House of Cards, ladies, is to kill off Kevin Spacey's character, Frank Underwood, and have the show's sixth and final season concentrate on his equally manipulative wife, Claire, played by Robin Wright. She does a great job as a member of that cast. Now, I think that probably has some legs. I mean, I'd be interested to know what you guys think. If Netflix does want to continue with House of Cards, do we think that the franchise has been damaged so much with these sexual allegations against Kevin Spacey that no one would watch, or do you think it could stand with Robin Wright, who I think has really become the standout in that show anyway, leading the cast as Claire Underwood?
Yeah, I don't watch this show, but from everything I've seen on social media over the weekend, it seems overwhelming that fans of the show feel that she can totally carry it. She's already the president on the show, so it's not like he's the president and they would have to kill the president and the first lady would step in. She's already the president, so I don't think at this point it would be a big deal to kill him off, and who knows, maybe they could come up with something really interesting for her to do as a female lead. Maybe some of the manipulative stuff that would have gone to his character can go to hers. So I think, you know, one of the other statements, and one of us brought this up last week, I don't remember, I think we all kind of felt the same way. There are hundreds of people on this cast and crew. All of these people would be put out of jobs because of one person's actions. And so I think Netflix, one of the statements they released over the weekend is they are considering that they have over 300 people work on this show, and that they would, if they can salvage it and make it still really good content, that they want to move forward and honor these people who have been so hardworking and in a lot of cases have put up with his sexual harassment. I mean, some of the cases, some of the stories are pretty horrific about him and just being so blatant and grabbing men on the set and really horrible stuff. And so they all have put up with it. And I think it's nice that the production company and Netflix seem to be showing a lot of loyalty to the rest of the cast and crew. So I would not be surprised if maybe they get a season 7 out of this.
It'll be interesting to see, because Kevin Spacey, of course, seems to be one of these worst kept secrets in Hollywood. And we talked about finding out these story about a week or so ago, when Anthony Rapp, who's an actor, star on Star Trek, one of the series of Star Trek, had come out and said as a 14-year-old, Kevin Spacey preyed on him when he was at a party after a Broadway performance. And then they all started kind of flowing in after that. It seems that House of Cards is really specifically, and Netflix being very careful not to keep this production going, to open themselves up to lawsuits, because it seems that there are actually some claims already in the works on the set of this particular TV series, as you mentioned, against Kevin Spacey. They've set up complaint hotlines and crisis counselors and all of this, because apparently this just sort of blew the top off what they knew was already starting to happen and bubble on the set of their program as well. So pretty interesting stuff. We'll see how Hollywood recovers from all this. There's a lot of people saying that it's just everybody in Hollywood is sitting on pins and needles waiting to see who the next one will be, because this has been such a problematic thing that's been attached to this industry for such a long time. So we'll follow the story on House of Cards. There are lots of other stories brewing in politics, in real life politics, including three House Republicans calling for Robert Mueller to resign. Three House Republicans, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, and Louie Gohmert from Texas, have proposed a resolution calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's resignation. They say that he can't conduct an impartial probe into Russia's election meddling because he led the FBI when the agency probed Russia's activities around the controversial Uranium One deal. The representatives say that Mueller may have had a role in keeping an FBI informant from telling Congress about the influence of Russian corruption on American uranium companies. Now, these three reps face long odds if they want their resolution passed. Several House Republicans have voiced support for Robert Mueller and his investigation in the past. The latest, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, over the weekend on the Sunday shows, said that he wanted to see the investigation continue. But there are also a few Republicans who might be able to help get this momentum growing, who have tried to curtail the investigation, including members of the Freedom Caucus. Ladies, I want to see an investigation, because I think what this is not, it shouldn't be a political witch hunt. This should be something that tells us what Russia did, how they're attempting to influence our elections. I think that's important for us to know, just so that we can prevent it from happening in the future. I think already you're seeing changes being made in social media companies like Facebook and Twitter that are going to be now required to have to list where their ads are coming from. Is it coming from Russia, or is it coming from a Trump or a Hillary super PAC? Where are the ads that we're seeing coming from? And I think that's an important piece of this. But I do understand.
And Americans have a right to that, I think.
Sure, I agree.
You have a right to know, you know, who's buying these ads, and are they manipulating statistics, or are they just making stuff up? I mean, you had mentioned, Jen, last week that, you know, when any time you see a political ad on TV, it always has to have a disclaimer at the end: this ad was paid for or approved by such and such candidate. It should be the same for social media and online ads. That just seems like a no-brainer, but, you know, not until now.
Yeah. It seems that it's odd that we're even having this conversation, but yet there are different sets of rules for different industries, and so we look to Facebook and Twitter to kind of up their game a bit when it comes to that. I would say, though, I am concerned about Robert Mueller, because if you do trace any of the stories or any of the information coming out about the Uranium One deal, the FBI was investigating Russia at the time of this deal. They knew about the bribes. They had informants that Russia was trying to bribe American officials to get a hold of some of our uranium supply. And, you know, I'm not calling in to question his integrity, but I think that we do have to look and see if it is conflicting, if there is a conflict of interest here. I don't think it's a bad thing that we talk about it, for sure, because you want to make sure you're getting a thorough investigation without anybody trying to cover up their own past mistakes. It surprises me that we would pick someone like this anyway to do an investigation after they were really members of the FBI. I mean, hit the head of the FBI just years ago. I mean, just a few years ago. It seems like that already would be a little too close.
Who chose him? Is this a Trump appointee?
This was this was Rod Rosenstein who set up the investigation. He's the one that hired Robert Mueller in this. So he's the assistant district attorney under Jeff Sessions, but he himself also was involved with all of this. He and Bob Mueller worked together because they've been involved with the FBI for a long time. So I don't know. We will continue to follow that. DJV time is 16 minutes past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. And speaking of Robert Mueller, we're talking about his investigation and some Republicans calling for him to step aside as special counsel. It looks like he has collected sufficient evidence to go after another name that we've been hearing associated with his investigation. That is Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn, if you remember, was national security advisor for about 3, maybe 4 weeks of the Trump administration early on. He stepped aside because some of his actions were called into question. The president had asked him to resign, which he did. And this is this one will be a little more, I think, damaging for me than Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort is a political actor. He runs campaigns. That's his job. Michael Flynn is a general. He worked for the Obama administration. He worked for the Trump administration. For me, to have him try to be connected to Russia or have him be really connected to Russia is probably a bit more disturbing. NBC News said that Robert Mueller's team is looking at possible money laundering charges, lying to federal agents, and Michael Flynn's role in a possible plan to remove an opponent of the Turkish president from the United States in exchange for millions of dollars. Mueller is increasing pressure on Michael Flynn following his indictment of Paul Manafort last week, according to NBC. And so now we wait. Flynn served 24 days as Trump's national security advisor, but was fired after it was discovered he had misrepresented himself and his contacts with the Russian diplomat to Vice President Mike Pence. The NBC report said that lawyers for Flynn and his son, Michael G. Flynn, who worked with his father, declined to comment, as did Mueller's office. So is there another indictment coming in the works? It seems like it might. And this one, again, Victoria, because of his deep roots to the government, this is not a conviction. Indictments are not convictions. He's going to get to defend himself. But this would be pretty damaging. This is a guy who sat in both administrations and had access to a lot of high-level people.
That's true. And this is the guy that, you know, President Obama told President Trump, hey, this is not a good guy. Distance yourself from him. That was one of the first communications they had changing over the regime. So I don't know. It'll see how it plays out. It'll be interesting.
It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Section of the DJV show.
Let's scroll for a minute. I don't know what's going on. Morrissey here. Morrissey is in the focus, and you know, Morrissey to me reminded me of my childhood. This is how long Morrissey's been around. And all of the cool kids in my, like, junior high were all about Morrissey while I was, like, totally rocking out to New Kids on the Block. So that just puts it in juxtaposition exactly where I was musically always in my life. Morrissey always tries to get the venues he's playing at to go vegetarian for his show, because he doesn't want to be disrupted smelling you gnawing on a turkey leg while you're watching him in the front row of his concert. But that does not always work out. Even his 2015 concert at Madison Square Garden, which was billed as 100% vegan, had cheeseburgers served to the bigwigs in the corporate suites, because you know what? Money talks, baby. But LA Weekly is reporting that the Hollywood Bowl, I live in Los Angeles, the Hollywood Bowl, a great venue where Morrissey is set to perform next weekend, or this weekend actually, will be going completely meatless for the first time ever. The vendors will be serving up falafel burgers and potato tacos to the bloodthirsty masses. The Hollywood Bowl.
Potato taco.
Have not been. I understand why this venue would be quick to jump on the vegan request. I mean, it's a lot of woo-woo, kind of shishi-foo-foo kind of stuff at the Hollywood Bowl. Wow. But they still are, you know, they're capable of selling a hot dog or a sausage or some nachos with some meat on them. But I think of any of the venues that you could probably turn, this is the one that has the least traditional concession stand, so you could probably stand to make it vegan. And L.A. will clearly probably love this trend, too, ladies.
Now, what are the I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl. It's one of the venues I really would love to go to.
It's a beautiful
one, do they have food trucks, or do they have, like, traditional concession stands?
No food trucks. You know what a lot of people do at the Hollywood Bowl is they bring picnics in. You can either buy picnic baskets there. I mean, the Hollywood Bowl is like you need to make it an experience. You kind of get bussed in, and, I mean, you can park, but parking's really difficult. So usually you park in a satellite lot, you get bussed in, and then they have a lot of picnic tables. That's what I like to do. I pack my own stuff. They'll let you bring in, usually, depending on the show, they'll let you even bring in some wine. And you can sneak it in underneath the ham and cheese cold cuts. So a lot of people bring food into the Hollywood Bowl. You can also buy picnic baskets. I think they have one of the high-end restaurateurs, the Patina Group, will actually cater at the Hollywood Bowl. So you can do that. They have a lot of boxes set up, so you can order picnic baskets delivered to the box sections of the Hollywood Bowl as well.
Nice.
There are no corporate boxes, so you can't go undercover and try to buy hamburgers. So I'm sure with Patina and some of these other restaurateurs inside the Hollywood Bowl, they'll make the switch. It would probably be a pretty easy one.
Huh. The Hollywood Bowl is sounding very expensive, but fun.
It can be very expensive. I mean, you can actually, during the summer, get in there for pretty cheap, but if you do, I mean, I always bring in my own picnic. If you buy your own there, it's a couple $100, that's for sure.
Wow.
All right, also in music news today, Jack White in the focus. Jack White is finalizing his forthcoming solo album, his first since 2014's Lazaretto. In a new interview, he said, "I've been recording in New York, Los Angeles, and Nashville. I've never recorded in New York or L.A. before. I tried to go to someplace new and meet musicians I've never met before, see if I could get to a new place." So, Victoria, what do you think? I mean, I know you pay attention to Jack White. You like some of his music. Do you like this new inspiration from traveling around a bit?
I think it's interesting. He described it as, it's good gardening music or roofing music or, you know, back alley stabbing music. He said, "I'm trying to think of some good activities that people haven't written songs for yet."
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, Doug is out this week. Well, he'll be back later in the week, but he is enjoying a little bit of time off, his big birthday celebration in Italy. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort, you've got Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. And ladies, one of the things that has been on top of mind is baseball, of course, the World Series. I'm from Los Angeles, so I love the Dodgers, born and raised with Dodger blue all around me, and I think
you've been bleeding blue recently, right?
Yes, bleeding a lot lately. But Vin Scully is the Dodgers announcer and Hall of Famer who just retired this past year, but he was in attendance at the World Series games with his wife, Sandy. He's one of maybe the greatest voices that sports broadcasting has ever heard. I think arguably there's really no one better than Vin Scully. And on Saturday night, he was at the Pasadena Civic Center here in Los Angeles for an event called An Evening with Vin Scully. It's amazing how they were able to name him that. At some point during the event, Vin Scully was asked about the NFL and about the national anthem protests that have been going on, in which players have taken a knee during the anthem to protest police brutality and racism. Scully responded with something sort of surprising and you know, good for him. I think a lot of times people are a little afraid to tell you in the business what they really think. Vin Scully, obviously, that ship has sailed. He said, quote, "I'll never watch another NFL game." And that's because of these protests. And this went crazy on social media. This was a private event. It was probably attended by maybe, you know, just a couple thousand people at the most. The full transcript of Vin Scully's comments are right here. So let's do the full quote, and then we'll discuss whether or not he has a point here. He said, quote, "I have only one personal thought, really, and I am so disappointed. And I used to love, during the fall and winter, to watch the NFL on Sunday. And it's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game." He'll turn 90 later this month. He briefly served in the Navy before beginning his broadcasting career. So far in baseball, only one player for the Oakland A's, a catcher, Bruce Maxwell, has knelt during the national anthem, but this has been something that's been plaguing the NFL. We've talked about it a lot on this program. Vin Scully saying he's now in full boycott mode of the NFL fits sort of one of the narratives, I guess, one of the storylines in this story, and I thought I would throw it out for conversation with you guys. I mean, obviously, I think we all agree Vin Scully has a right to say what he wants to say about the NFL. But do you think his comments change anything? I mean, do you think this is just one person's opinion? Or do you think at some point, maybe this has a little bit of clout here, someone who says, look, I used to love the NFL, I'm in this business, but if you can't stand for the flag, well, I'm not watching.
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, I find it interesting that he even commented, because I always sort of, I don't know a whole lot about him. I haven't followed the Dodgers all that long, but I know how well respected he is. He kind of always struck me as sort of an apolitical type. You know, you've mentioned in the past, Jen, like Ed McMahon, you never really knew his politics,
right,
and things like that. I would have put Vin Scully in that
category.
And we
still don't really know his politics. I mean, this isn't necessarily, whether you support these protests doesn't make you a Democrat or Republican. I mean, there are lots of people on both sides of the aisle, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think though it does tend to sort of be people on the left are more tolerant of these protests than people on the right. I mean, that's sort of just in my own circle. It's kind of anecdotally what seems to be happening. But it is interesting though that he did comment, and you know, I respect everybody's opinion when it comes to this. I the thing that I have a problem with, the people who seem to be screaming the loudest about this, where are they on Sunday? They're on their couch cracking open a beer. They're not standing in their living room with their heart on their their hand on their heart and in total silence during the national anthem, and yet they're the ones who are out screaming about players choosing to kneel or not kneel. And it just seems like everybody has an opinion about it, and the people who are the angriest, I'd love to really know what they're doing on their end, because I think, and most times, I mean, who really at home when you're watching the game stands up for the anthem? I think it's a very small crowd of people.
I tell you to be careful when you play that game, because that was the question that was thrown out to the audience that in my crowd that I my next job after this one, I do a 3-hour political morning show as well, and we have a mixed crowd. We have a liberal and a conservative host. I'm the conservative. My partner's a liberal. He, by the way, as a liberal, is not supportive of these protests so much. However, he thinks like I do that they get to. I mean, I don't think that anybody is arguing about whether or not these players have the right to kneel. Right now they do. The NFL doesn't have a law about this. They don't have a code of ethics. They don't have a code of conduct. So right now these players are acting in the way that they want, and they're allowed to do that, and that's fine. But I think we also have to take into consideration everyone else's reaction. And my co-host said, you know, I'd like to know what everyone else is doing at home. And Victoria, I cannot tell you how blown away I was by the amount of people that called in and said, what? Are you kidding? Every time the national anthem comes on and I can hear it on TV, I stand up. I get off my couch and I stand up.
So have you ever personally been in a situation like that? Because in my entire life,
admittedly,
I have never been.
Admittedly, when I watch sports, if it, and you know, typically,
I wonder if that's really truthful.
Well, look, I think it's wrong of us to challenge. I mean, look, just because we don't do it, we don't get our lazy butts off the couch and do it, doesn't mean that other people don't.
But
and
I've never even witnessed
respect
anyone
them
else
even
doing
more
that.
For someone that does it. I mean, I just, I don't know. I'm not going to call into question people's answers. To
well, I'm just saying,
because
I think
we all have that personal relationship. But
yeah, but I'm just saying, I've, in my entire life, I have been to a million football viewing parties, Super Bowl parties. I mean, my entire life I've been doing that. My husband is a sports producer, a sports fanatic. He said in his entire life of being in bars and in people's homes, he has never once seen anybody do that. So I don't know. I mean, maybe this is a very small percentage of people who happen to be calling in. I don't know. I mean, we've asked our friends and other family members. They also say the same thing. People have the TV on mute sometimes. The people are walking around if you're at a party. No one's standing there at attention. Would it be nice? Sure. But it's just not something that we've ever witnessed. I mean, I literally couldn't find a single person in my even extended network of people who've ever witnessed that. So I don't know. I mean,
maybe that's a sad state of where we are as a country, because clearly there should be some respect for the flag. But this whole debate actually started on my little family getaway weekend, and I'm interested to know what you guys, Kara and Victoria, think about this, because my family is from all political perspectives. We were having a conversation about whether or not this kind of stuff is good for the NFL, and my cousin's husband said, you know, I'm surprised we don't just take this out of sports in general. Why do we have
right.
the national anthem? Why do we have the flag salute going on? I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, because I believe that when we have people together and the flag is there, we should be celebrating our patriotism. But maybe the answer is, and maybe this is the trend we'll see, where this is just going to be now removed from sports. I mean, would
it's
you guys be supportive of that, just to take it out? I mean, I guess...
Well,
I mean,
yeah, I mean, if based on, you know, what I was just saying about anecdotally, people ignore it anyway, unless it's the halftime show at the Super Bowl where you want to see who's singing the anthem. And even then, I don't know how many people are standing for that intentionally. If you're at a party, maybe you're standing or sitting, I don't know. But I don't know. It has become such a distraction. The ratings are down. The NFL doesn't know how to deal with it. People on both sides. I mean, I understand the reasons, but the initial reasons behind the protest, police brutality, the message has gotten completely lost. Now it's turning into some anti-American thing, which it's not, and that was not the intention. I think the whole thing should just be take the equation right off the table and move on with the game. You know, I kind of agree with that. And yes, it's sad, but if people want to support the flag in their own way, then it can be a private thing, and it doesn't need to be a public display of what some people consider to be anti-patriotic.
Kara?
It's, you know, it's funny, as someone who doesn't watch the NFL, I don't like football. I have not really ever enjoyed football. I think the game is too long and then it's boring, so I don't ever watch games. And my bigger issues typically with the NFL are with the fact that they continue to have men playing sports that have been accused of domestic abuse, that have been found mm-hmm. guilty of domestic abuse and assault yep. on other people. I think that is a bigger issue, that they support that and never really seem to, I don't know, off and on. Sometimes people are punished for that, but a lot of the time it seems that people aren't. I personally don't really have an issue with people kneeling during the anthem. I think that there are a lot of issues in this country when it comes to race. And I, as Victoria said, I think that people are kind of skewing the protest in a way that they were never meant to be. But I wouldn't have an issue with them not doing the anthem.
So our country has issues, and I hear this a lot. But what does kneeling in front of a flag do?
Well, here's my issue is I don't know. It just never seems that there is a way for people to protest. Okay, if Black Lives Matter, if they block streets in order to, I don't know, make some kind of noise or actually make a difference, people don't like that. If people kneel and they peacefully protest, they don't like that. If they, I don't know. So I'm just trying to figure out what is
just
the way.
Like these people, these guys are so rich and they have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of they have a lot of media time. They have a lot of resources, to more resources than three of us have, more media attention than three of us have. They could actually do something positive and create a positive platform, a positive channeling of energy to make real change. And this goes back to maybe people not knowing what the heck to do in this country to make change, and instead they do stupid things like kneeling in front of a flag, which just infuriates half the country. And I do believe this is by age. I think that young people don't realize, and I think really honestly I think that line goes between the three of us. I'm in my late 30s, Victoria kind of early to mid 30s, and Kara in her 20s. I think that 35 might be the marker, because anybody over 35 I think is horrified by seeing people kneeling in front of a flag, and people under that line go, well, it's not that bad. And I think and I don't know what that is and what that difference is, but I definitely feel like that's generational, the response to this.
And I think that you are partially right, that it has something to do with the fact that people don't know what the adequate response is, how they're able to do something. And I think that there are probably football players who behind the scenes are using their money to try and make a difference in their communities. I mean, this is not the NFL, but we see LeBron James all the time helping in his hometown and doing a lot of things to help out the community there. So I'm sure that some of the football players are doing it. I guess I don't really have, I mean, this is their platform. So unless instead they change their platform and instead of doing it on the field, they use Twitter or something else, but or maybe they speak in the press conference afterwards and that's when they use the opportunity to do something. I'm not sure, but this is what they're famous for. This is what they're known for, being on the field. And it feels like if you can use radio, that's your career, as a platform to try and say what your opinion is and to try and sway people and get them to, you know, donate to a charity. Or radio is your platform to talk on. I feel like the NFL is their platform, and until the NFL has a regulation saying you can't do this, then that's their platform to say this is what I think is wrong.
Go out into that community and make real change. Make change that matters, and hopefully that's the direction that we're going in here. As we continue on the DJV show, everybody is talking about superfoods, ladies, those nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. You need them. Did you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They're loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which also increases your energy. And who doesn't need that, especially early in the morning and the afternoon when you hit that mid-afternoon slump? But you can't really eat a pile of beets every single day. I know I can't. Now you can get the energy benefits of beets in a powerful concentrated superfood drink. It's called Super Beets. We're all on it. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, we take Super Beets every day because it's made from beets grown to extracting standards, which when concentrated reduce themselves into superfood crystals. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. So if you want all the benefits of a powerful superfood, well, then you just have to try Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. 800-655-4183, DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, you'll get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. It's so cool. Free shipping, too. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pit Singers joining us today at 53 past the hour. It's Tom Kreitler to jump on in here and give you guys a little bit of information. information about what you need to do with your house. Because you know what, Tom? I am never at a shortage of...
I know. I've noticed this.
Of questions. I know.
What's going on in the McFadden household this week? I can't wait to hear.
It's a never-ending thing. You know? Yeah. But that's the fun part of owning a house. It's constant evolution. All right, so let's start with Ronnie in Greenville, South Carolina, who writes... The electrical wall sockets in all three bathrooms have quit working.
Huh.
No tripped circuit breakers are in the circuit box. How can the problem be identified and repaired?
Well, this is probably a very simple problem, Ronnie, because all of the bathroom's outlets are on one circuit, and that circuit is not only protected by a circuit breaker, but more important to your case, it's protected by a little device called a ground fault circuit interrupter. Now, you've seen these, but you may not know that's what they're called. This is the outlet, Rich, with the test and the reset button built into it. So typically the way these circuits are wired is that if any of those outlets in the bathrooms trips, the circuit breaker, this ground fault circuit interrupter, will trip. Now, it may not be, though, in a bathroom. The other place that you commonly find this on the same circuit, the garage. Depending on the age of the house, there was a sort of a window of time when they did these in the bathroom outlets in the garage, but not the kitchen. The kitchen came later. So there's a lot of houses out there where you have that ground fault circuit interrupter in the garage. At the place you would least, you know, expect to find it. Maybe it's on the wall, like behind your cabinet or where you laid the plywood or where you have your shelves or something. You know, there's going to be an outlet with a test and reset button. And if all of those bathrooms are off, Ronnie, I bet you that's what's going on. Reset that button and see what happens. Now, if it continues to trip, now that's an indication that there's some problem with the wiring. And at that point, you've got to get an electrician.
All right. Oh, that's helpful. I didn't know that. Thank you. All right. So let's see. Darren in Rhode Island says, my brick house is 40 years old, and the mortar between the bricks is disintegrating, and some of the bricks are either cracked or broken in half. How do you fix this?
That's what happens when you turn 40. You start to disintegrate a little bit at a time. Right?
My mortar is definitely disintegrating.
Well, as the mortar starts to wear, and this happens over time, it has to be replenished. Now, if it gets really bad, what you have to do is called repointing, is where you kind of replace all the mortar. But the steps are pretty straightforward. You want to scrape out the loose mortar. Now, if there's a lot to be done, you can mix up new mortar out of sand, cement, and lime. Typically, you do about three parts sand, one part cement, one part lime. That lime kind of makes it a bit sticky and easier to handle, and then you replace the mortar with that. However, if it's just starting to go, there is a mortar repair product that Quikrete sells. It comes in a caulking tube, so you can do the same thing. You can scrape out sort of the loose stuff and then use this mortar repair product in the tube and simply apply it on top of what's left.
All right, so I can use this on my my fireplace. I have one or two bricks that need a little work. So
absolutely.
See, this all helps me.
See, it all helps.
Man, your questions are my questions, man. All right, last up is Nancy in New York City. She wants to know what a safe way to hang heavier art pieces on a drywall wall are. She's had a little bit of bad experiences before and doesn't want to repeat it.
Well, you know, the best way to hang something really heavy is if you can identify where the 2x4 stud is behind the wall, but that's sometimes difficult to do. If you're right over the hollow portion of the wall, because that happens to be, like, you know, the center where you want to hang this, there's a cool piece of hardware called a monkey hook, Rich, and it's just basically
a piece of wire
that you push into the wall, and then it basically goes up vertically and locks in place, and this monkey hook can hold 50 pounds. And the nice thing is that if you change your mind on the position, you can take it out the same way, and you only have a really tiny hole to fix.
I use them all really, really well at home and here at the network. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, hey, so if you love tools, you can enter, what is this, Tom? The Money Pit Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes? What is this?
Yeah, the last week right now going on, this has been really popular, the Money Pit Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. Rich, we've got $4,500 in tools to give away.
Ooh, jackpot.
Courtesy of our friends at the Home Depot. Good stuff. Milwaukee tools and Ryobi tools and tools from Empire and Husky. Go to moneypit.com. Enter right now the Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. And if you share your entry with friends and they enter, you get 5 bonus entries just for being a nice guy.
Bingo. There it is. Moneypit.com. Check it out. Win free stuff. Get good info. 58 passed on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.